proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue looking at Israel's provocations of God while they were in the wilderness. We turn our attention to the events described in Exodus chapter 32, with the golden calf. More than 2 months had passed since the Israelites departed from Egypt. At that time, they arrived at Mount Sinai in the Arabian Peninsula. God told them in Exodus chapter 19, quote, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself," unquote. God then made them a conditional promise, quote, "If ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation," unquote. God called for Moses to ascend Mount Sinai, where he would give the lawgiver his statutes and ordinances for the Jewish nation. At that time, God forbade the Israelites from following Moses. The narrative continued in the 32nd chapter of Exodus and explained what happened afterwards. While waiting for Moses to return from Mount Sinai, the Israelites grew restless. They ordered Aaron to, quote, "Make us gods which shall go before us," unquote. Aaron acceded to their demand. He asked the Jews to give him their golden earrings. After they did so, he melted down the gold, engraved the molten metal, and fashioned an idol in the shape of a calf. Aaron even constructed an altar for that image and declared that day to be a special feast day. When the Israelites saw what came out of the cauldron, they exclaimed, quote, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt," unquote. It did not take them long to forget their commitment to God made at the foot of Mount Sinai, not several weeks earlier. On that occasion, they cried out, quote, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do," unquote. What transpired instead was described in this way by the author of Exodus. Quote, "The people sat down to eat and to drink, and rose up to play," unquote. Their actions enraged God. He told Moses, quote, "I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation." Moses shared God's anger for the Israelites, but dissuaded God from carrying out his plan. He asked God to remember the covenants he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, covenants that extended to their posterity, the Israelites. God forgave the Jewish people. Nonetheless, he said, quote, "I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way," unquote. The episode involving the golden calf thus resulted in a breach between God and his covenant people. What can Christians learn from this account? They need to remember that God described himself as being a jealous God. In other words, a being who will not tolerate any rival, whether animate or inanimate. God alone deserves glory and worship, nothing or no one else. Because of who God is and what God has done, every believer owes him the entirety of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.